Blog Talk Radio.
Try again.
Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Okay. All right, we're good to go. Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and I'd like to welcome you to the 30th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, I'd like to extend a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, so plan on joining us each week. We're very fortunate today to have a guest speaker. Her name is Deborah Jowen, and she is a doula and has very many other talents as well. That bio from her is that her passion for helping people began with her journey into massage therapy back in 2001. A graduate from the Massage Therapy Institute in Davis, California, her desire to nurture others blossomed while working as an integrative therapist at Valley View Hospital from 2005 to 2014. She decided to enhance her education by becoming a birth doula and a certified pediatric massage therapist. She also has training in clearing held memories and has become a practitioner because of the amazing opportunity of working with patient populations. She feels utterly blessed and humbled to have had her own journeys of pregnancy and birth, injuries and recoveries while living here in our beautiful Roaring Fork Valley. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to support to have the opportunity to support with love and respect all types of clients and their families. So I'd like to welcome you, Deborah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you for doing this with me. I've got a little bit of an echo, so I'm just letting you know in case
let
you
me
have
see if
one
I can adjust.
Well.
I don't, but let me see if I can adjust that, all right?
Well, if you don't have an echo, I'm good to go.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Deborah, you've got a lot of extensive training, and as you know, this blog talk radio show is developed for stress and stress management, and I know you do a lot with helping your clients manage stress in very different ways. But I'd like to ask what drew you to the protocols that you've decided to study.
Well, you know, when I worked in the hospital, I worked with so many different patients, and everybody seems to be coming in for different reasons, different stresses, ailments, and it all counts. Very hesitant because as much as massage has become more accepted, coming into the hospital, I think it's still a very obscure thing to see. Somebody coming in to massage you, to help you relax. And, you know, hospitals are probably the least relaxing place for a person who is not feeling well to be coming to. And so when I was working with them, a lot of people were missing out on what I think of as just a lack of connection, having somebody to connect to help them kind of sort out what's making them so anxious, what's helping, you know, what's helping heighten this block of issues. And as much as people really didn't want to be touched because massage seems so strange, or that's what you go to a spa, is have somebody, you know, rub your back and rub your feet, and that's not exactly always what they want, but you're able to do such dynamic work by coming in and just gently connecting with a person and talking to them, finding out why they feel so stressed, what's going on in their life, and, you know, slowly approaching a person by their feet or by their hands and their shoulders and just doing some very, very subtle work, seems to do a very dynamic amount of energetically it's shifting them so that they were much more receptive to going in for surgery or being able to come out of surgery or not necessarily needing the amount of anesthesia during their stay or narcotics because their body wasn't so anxious and full of anxiety and just more stress. So.
Wonderful. So I'm hearing how both energy work and massage in a very gentle, patient-focused approach, meeting the person where they are, is a great key for stress management while someone's in the hospital.
Absolutely. So, I mean, doing this gentle body work was something that I saw. And you know, a lot of people, when they go for body work, they always are asking, oh, very deep pressure, I really want to work this issue out. But being able to be in the hospital when people were so chronic and so compromised that you can't do these really deep tissue massages, I was able to see that very subtle work was very dynamic, and that kind of led me more along the lines to going into energy work and seeing how the integration of lighter, more gentle body work plus the energy work can just, and having that connection with people can really help them pull up on recognizing where their stress level is and being able to help calm their whole system down.
Wonderful. So if someone is going into the hospital as a doula and a massage therapist with all of your expertise, what is one hint that you might be able to give them if they don't have massage available to them?
You know, one of the things that I always tell people is to take some deep breaths. You know, one of my favorite things to do is to have a 5-second, five breath kind of a visualization. You know, focus on where you are, take a breath in and take a breath out, and slow that breath down through the top part of your body. And then go to the next section, maybe through the torso. And through the next breath, go through down through the legs. And take a breath and bring it down to the floor. And hopefully see yourself grounding into the earth, because it takes you out of where you are right then and there. And you can help take all that stress that might be pounding in around you and just sort of calm yourself for a minute.
Wonderful. And that can be for someone who's not even in the hospital.
Exactly. But I know for some place that seems very foreign, that can just really help take them out of that moment and that cycle of just being so amplified and so anxious right there in the moment.
So how does this tie in with everything that you do?
Oh, gosh. Everything ties into everything else. But I really, really love pregnancy massage and working with moms and helping them find their pathway through this very exciting journey of having children and being able to birth your child. And like I said, we focus so much lately on, you know, the extremes of everything. You always see things out in the commercials. You have extreme sports and everything's about doing it big and doing it better and having these, I don't know, massive movements and being so flexible and being so dynamic. And I think our expectations have gone into being so big that we forget that sometimes some things that are so small can be very profound in moving you through your body, moving into the next stage of things. And so what I've learned is being able to connect with moms a little bit more on a more gentle approach, that it isn't about digging in really deep into the body, but just helping them realize some soft, subtle movements and to help adjust their bodies through their pregnancy. And when they're through the whole birthing stages, that some small things can help bring the whole body, whole system down, can help bring the partner of the birth mom down to bring the whole room down.
Okay, so you talk about bringing partner down and room down and things like that. And I'm just going to ask a question that may throw you for a little bit of a loop, but what is a doula, and how does pregnancy massage differ from other types of massage?
So pregnancy, well, first, what is a doula? A doula is a birthing coach. I like to think of it as a trainer for having your baby. I know a lot of people think that might be strange because in this day and age, you know, well, husbands are allowed in the whole birthing center and my husband can do it all. You know, he's supposed to be there for me. He's supposed to guide me through having a baby. And the one thing I always approach when I see couples and I come up with that question of why would I hire somebody to be my coach? I have my husband. You know, I look at them and I always say, well, how many times has your husband given birth? How many times has he seen us? Because it's all new to him too. And this is all very, very strange, and it can be very exciting. But at the same time, how can a person who's never done a birth or seen a birth or experienced what may be happening in your body, how are they going to calm you down? So in that sense, I feel like we should, as a society, you know, we've taught how to run a marathon or to do some of these big, you know, Ironman sports or biking sports or running. You want to have a trainer, you want to have a coach. Well, why wouldn't we do that with a process that we know for a fact can last a day, sometimes even 2 days? Why wouldn't you have somebody there to guide you through it so that you are not alone in what you're feeling and you have guidance?
Well, and as you were talking, I just had a thought that, well, why can't my husband do it? I know that I've been in birthing situations 5 times now, and what tends to happen is the partner, the husband, the partner, whatever, their issues seem to come up to the surface. And they find that they can't handle it. And then how does the
Absolutely.
Mom, she can't stop the process and say, well, wait, you go take a break. I'll stop everything and take care of yourself, honey. You know?
Take care. Yeah, and that was the thing, is things can be taken personally. When you're in labor, you know, you can't take it personally. If labor is labor, you're going through the process and there's no stopping it. And when a mom gets really anxious in the whole process of having a baby, you know, she gets anxious, well, her partner is going to get anxious. If she gets scared, her husband or her partner will get scared as well. And so if you have somebody who has a better knowledge and is kind of taken out of the situation, it's not personal for them, they can be that great guide of, this is okay, this is nothing to worry about. Or, you know, if you don't understand what the nurses or the doctors are telling you, somebody else can explain it to you a little bit better without being so clinical and it's not involved in that same manner. They're not telling you what's going to happen or what your options are. They're just trying to help you translate it better.
Absolutely. And I know that stress on high levels, which can happen in a birth situation, hearing through your own filters and then not hearing what's being said and then being confused is a regular occurrence, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you can say left and they hear right. You say no left. They said no, you said right. They get stuck. And like you said, it just, you turn on your own filters and you kind of end up being the deer in headlights. And so sometimes it's nice to just have somebody who can just sort of pause and let the doctors move out and just sit there and say, okay, these are what's going on and this is your options. If you don't understand, if I don't understand, I'll go back out and figure it out for you, but you can sit here with your person and continue what you're doing without having to send them out, and you're alone at any point.
Right. Well, we're coming up on a break, so we're going to take a short break here, and I'd like to remind the listeners, thank you for all of those who have signed up for the Calm Moms Free Report. At this time, the audio is still not available. I hope to make it available again in the future, but for right now, let's take a break, give Deborah a chance to breathe. She's done such a great job so far, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms Free Report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms Free Report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms Free Report in audio is a limited-time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. I'd like to again thank my special guest, Deborah Jowen. And we were talking right before the break about how weird dads and other people can get in the delivery room, how we sometimes mistake what's being said, and the importance of having, say, a neutral observer or a neutral witness in the form of a doula or a birthing coach available to you. So I'm going to skip over a question she wanted me to ask and come to a different one, because it seems to tie in really well here. So, Deborah, how do we traditionally perceive pregnancy and birth?
You know, that's a really interesting thing. What I've learned through all the different classes that I've taken and the research that I've done with pregnancy, we've kind of really gone backwards over the last 100 years. We used to think, you know, birth with a mom is this great celebration, and all the mothers in the tribe or in the village that you lived in would come in and help you through that whole pregnancy. And when you would come into birth, you had this great wealth of knowledge and support to actually birth your baby. And here in the United States, we have actually turned ourselves on our heads. Through the turn of the century, they had developed anesthesia, and they were coming back from the wars, and they've been giving all the soldiers anesthesia to do amputations and to do surgery, and suddenly we knew how to take care of pain, and they wanted to save, you know, women from their ailments and pains of childbirth. And so over time, we've kind of have put the doctor's knowledge above kind of your midwifery and your generational knowledge of how to birth babies. I know when I ask a lot of people about their mothers, you know, how was their mother's labor, and there's very little that gets talked about until maybe you're pregnant. Maybe they'll tell you if they had an easy labor or a difficult labor, but a lot of times women don't remember much, and they were with their male doctor, and they had the baby, and you were put behind the glass, and then they took you home. And so it's a very sterile kind of memories or set of generational memories that we have. There's several people that I know of that don't have any kind of memory of when they were born, their moms just were knocked out and suddenly woke up and they had a baby. And so it's very interesting. And I know through our society, through our media, through TV and movies and books, when they talk about women giving birth, a lot of times it's this crazy, a chaotic moment of, oh, it's exciting, the baby's coming, but then if you're in the throes of pain and you're hormonal and everything in the world is spinning and it's just this horrible car crash of having a baby. And I think that's where we put more fear into something that isn't really as scary as it's perceived.
Yeah, I remember with my kids, there was a sense of isolation, even though my husband was there. But there was also a looming question in everybody's mind that came into the room is what could go wrong? Instead of viewing it as a natural process that women have been doing for centuries, the philosophy, the theory is we're here for you because something is going to go wrong, not we're here for you to support you through this beautiful process.
You. Absolutely. And it's funny you said that, you know, you feel isolated, and it's almost, you know, the way the hospitals, it's not intentional. And I know hospitals have done quite a bit to make the settings a lot more comfortable. They do more colors. They have softer materials in the rooms. They add more wood into the room so it's not so sterile. But it's hard not to feel kind of like a caged animal sometimes when you have somebody come in to check on you, check the monitors, and they come out, and they come in to see what's going on, and they come out. And that's where we have that loss of support, of somebody just sitting there and connecting with you and allowing you to have your ups and downs and talk you through what's happening with your own body.
So you've talked about a doula being able to be there, being the coach, those types of things. What are some of the resources that are here in the Valley?
So in our particular Valley, we have, you know, the options of seeing a doctor. We do have our nurse midwives. We do have some home birth midwives in our Valley. And, you know, we do have doulas in the Valley. They're a little bit more difficult to find. Unfortunately, the doula practice of things, it's a lot of people that are wanting to help other women out aren't there because they're tech savvy. So a lot of it's word of mouth. And that's one of the reasons why I have been trying to put together Mount Soul as a more comprehensive women's services, because I want women to be able to know that they're here. You can have some energy work to help calm the system. You can have massage. That you can actually have somebody who can be there for your birth and help you through that journey. And, you know, if anything else, you can also find other contacts of who you can reach out to if you have other resources. If you're feeling like maybe some of the hormone issues or some of the ups and downs of just having birth and having children, you know, it can be overwhelming. And who are the people that you can contact in case need to reach out and feel maybe that it's a little bit overwhelming, or maybe that you need some balance. Do we need some essential oils work to help calm the system down, or do you need to just talk with somebody? Is there something else in this area that maybe you don't have to be so isolated? What are the mothers that you can connect with? So I definitely feel we have a lot of resources. They're not always linked together as well as I would like to see them, and that's what I'm trying to do, is help link all of that together. And having your resource, like your Calm Mom group, is great, because women can come in and look through and see some simple tools for them to help take down that stress level.
Okay, we just have a couple minutes left. I'm just going to ask a question for a brief answer. What would it take for people to choose to maybe to have a doula birthing experience as a common reality, similar to the way people have triathlon coaches or gym coaches or whatever? I know there are a lot of health and wellness coaches out there. So
what kind of a change do you think would happen or would need to happen for people to perceive doulas as natural as a marathon coach?
You know, I think we just need to be able to be a little bit more prevalent. I know there's still that very distinct dynamic of it seeming like a very, I hate to use the term, but, you know, a lot of people think of home birth as being more of a quote-unquote hippy-dippy kind of thing, but it's not. It can be very calming to have a home birth or to have a supported birth and to realize that the connection with your doctors and your nurses, having good relationships with them, so they realize that having support, having a coach, having somebody right next to you takes a lot off of their load. And the expectations then aren't on the nurses to babysit you while you're in your labor. They're just here to monitor you, and they can actually take a step back. They can do their job better because you are being taken care of as a person.
Great. Okay, so let's move into the speed round. What is your favorite success quote?
All right, my favorite success quote would be that problems are not stop signs, they are guidelines. And that's from Robert H. Fuller.
Okay. What's a tool that you use every day, one that you would hate to have to live without?
One of the tools that I use every day is definitely taking deep breaths, stopping yourself in whatever you're doing. If you're finding that your ears are up in your shoulders, and closing your eyes, sun on your head, or picturing that you have sun coming down on your head, informing you and taking a deep breath, and pushing that all the way down through your body just to help settle whatever it is going on and to clear yourself from whatever the busyness is in the moment.
That's wonderful. And that's so healthy for all of us to do. So, Deborah, what do you do for fun?
I dance. I dance around like a crazy chicken, I think. It's just one of those things that I feel makes me laugh. It makes me smile. It makes my kids smile, and no matter if it looks silly or ridiculous, I think that if you're able to laugh and you're able to smile through what you're doing, it lifts up your spirits and it makes you not so bogged down with what's happening that might be stressful. And I hope that I teach my kids that, you know, being strange and obscure and being silly is a great thing to do, because so what if somebody else is looking at you? You're enjoying what's happening with you.
Do your kids dance with you?
Yes, they do.
Mine used to turn red and leave the room, but after a while they just kind of said, okay, that's Mom.
Don't mind, all go right with it. And I think they have too much fun, and we all have fun.
So that's all for today's show. I'd like to thank Deborah for coming and being on the show. She had some wonderful information for those of us, expectant moms, non-expectant moms, whatever it's going to take. If you have questions for me or for Deborah, I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any of those questions you might have. And you can ask Deborah questions if you'd like as well. You're welcome to do that. If you haven't done so already, consider leaving Deborah and me a review. It helps us to let other people discover the show and help us get better seen on iTunes and Stitcher. That's all for today. I hope to see you next Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain. And you can always go to the Calm Moms program and find out more about stress management for moms. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.